From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New interest in apprenticeships. The DoD says no to software with vulnerabilities, and deep fake voice scams are the new phishing threat. This is the Business of Tech. Something that felt incredibly relevant to IT services companies crossed my desk: coverage of the growing interest in apprenticeships. It's seen growth in the technology space over the past few years, and Axios looks at the startup multiverse in the news. The concept: running paid apprenticeship programs in partnership with major companies. Multiverse is now working with more than 500 companies and organizations. And this relates to recent pushes from the Department of Labor, which has included an apprenticeship ambassador program and a 120-day cybersecurity apprenticeship sprint. Even recently, CompTIA and ConnectWise partnered to launch a training program for cybersecurity and technology workers via apprenticeship. Want numbers? The Labor Department notes that more than 241,000 people began a registered apprenticeship last year, a 9% increase from the prior year. Notable, that's still not back to pre-pandemic numbers. Why do we care? I brought on a paid apprentice via a sponsored program in my MSP. Great decision, and often undervalued broadly. There's a temptation, particularly among small companies, to hire only for specific needs due to the perceived tightness of expense management. That can be a mistake, and the numbers show strikingly high retention levels for apprentices. And there's now investment being made in the programs to take advantage of. So remember that 2023 National Defense Authorization Bill? There's a key provision in it. Vendors can't sell software to the DoD that has any known CVEs. At least, that's how some are interpreting it. It's driving a discussion in the security community, as covered in CyberScoop. Quoting the piece, "The debate boils down to two key arguments. The requirement is unnecessary and impossible to achieve, or a game-changing move that will begin holding software vendors accountable for selling faulty technology." The Biden administration is on the side of holding software vendors responsible for making sure their goods don't contain known common vulnerabilities and exposures, or CVEs. The software industry should emulate the automotive industry, where, quote, "manufacturers retain ownership and responsibility through the life of the vehicle," said Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. Quote, "The model in tech for too long has been that it's the user's responsibility to patch devices and systems and to recover from an incident where a vulnerability is exploited. And that model needs to change," Neuberger told CyberScoop in an interview on Friday. "That certainly includes patching critical CVEs before a product is sold and maintaining visibility of new CVEs and responsibility for them." Why do we care? In the something has to change bucket, the government uses its buying power to enact change. while I worry about new incentives not to report issues to ensure the software can continue to be sold, I'm inclined to favor less tolerance of issues by purchasers. Putting financial incentives around repairing issues changes behavior. Making it a buying criterion, at least, brings it to light. While I'm on security, Protocol highlights the new use of deep fake audio for phishing attacks. Fake bosses using fabricated audio to infiltrate the organization. And the more significant warning, what's next is cloned voices in real time. This isn't hypothetical. Specific cases of attacks are being noted by researchers. Why do we care? More evidence of the need for training among staff. A healthy dose of skepticism from employees goes a long way to ensuring a business isn't conned. This is a technology-enabled con, yet still a con, and both process and training reduce the risk. Oh, and obviously, an opportunity to deliver those training services. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, you are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This paper explores the growing managed detection and response market and how to differentiate managed security services with the right MDR solution, including insights from five MSPs who've added Covalence to their offerings and the positive impact on their businesses. Want to learn more? Visit fieldeffect.com/MSP-radio. Thanks for listening. Today is Find Your Inner Nerd Day. Seems appropriate for those of us in IT services. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.